Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 29th day of January, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. You've heard this before, but it could be literally a matter of life and death. I want to encourage all of you to learn how to use a map and compass, a topographical map and a compass, a real compass, not something that's part of your telephone, by the way. It's not that difficult for most men. Women generally have issues learning this skill more than men do, but it can be learned, and in my opinion, it's not optional. So your prepper tip of the day is to learn how to use a map and compass and learn cross-country navigation using a topographical map and compass. The big news is when this FISA memorandum is going to be released. I'm reading that 5 p.m. Eastern time today, there's going to be a vote in Congress. There's some speculation that President Trump may mention it in the State of the Union. We shall see. People who have read it are very alarmed and very disturbed, saying that this is far worse than anything that ever happened with President Nixon and the Watergate situation. We shall see. That's your breaking news there. We're hoping that Jimmy Gensling would call, but apparently he has not yet. If he does, we will have Jimmy with us, and we'll have proceed on with Firearms Monday. In the meantime, I'm going to pull up a memorandum here dealing with a specific type of ammunition that we will begin our conversation with. So this has to do with a Mexican company. The name of the company is Aguila. And they made a decision a number of years ago that they would get involved in the cutting edge of producing 22 caliber long rifle ammunition, which I've since expanded into include 22 mag. which is also a rimfire cartridge, of course. Anyway, this outfit, the National Rifle Association, which I'm a life member, one of their authors, Richard Mann, wrote this review of most of their 22 long rifles. And you can find this at the website of shootingillustrated.com. That's an NRA website, shootingillustrated.com. The article dated December 12, 2017 by Richard Band. The title of the article is Review Aguila Rimfire Ammunition. So he goes on to describe testing various types of this 22 caliber long rifle and two varieties of 22 Win Mag, which is an excellent caliber, by the way. It starts out with the 20 grain projectile, which is a CB. It's a Charlie Bravo. There's no powder in the cartridge, just the primer. You can kill a rat with it at close range. Not much more than that. It makes almost no noise. And there's a place for it. I used to buy CB rounds when I was a boy because they were inexpensive. So that CB round has a velocity of 410 feet per second. At 25 yards, they were keeping the shots within a 2-inch circle, which is, for that particular cartridge, not bad. Not bad. Then we go to another 20 grain and a 40 grain pistol match. Then one of my favorites, the Sniper Subsonic 60 grain. This is a highly unusual cartridge, and their engineers, I believe, were brilliant to come up with this design, taking existing technology and improving on it. Now, there's a cartridge called the 22 Short, which is rarely used anymore. It used to be a lot of 22 rifles were is set on the barrel, chambered for 22 short, long, and long rifle. I've since come to find out that firing a 22 short in a rifle or pistol designed to shoot 22 long rifle is not wise if you're going to do very much. Or maybe 8 or 10 rounds may not be bad, but eventually it'll cause damage to the chamber because of that space between where the projectile is and where the rifling begins. That's kind of a side note. With the Sniper Subsonic 60 grain, here's what they did. They took the brass for a 22 short, which is considerably shorter than a 22 long rifle. It's noticeably shorter. And they stuck on top of it a 60 grain bullet, 60 grain projectile. It's just looking at it, it looks really strange. You got this long bullet on top of a short little cartridge. So, and just for those of you who don't know, the standard Army issue rifle round, the 5.56 NATO, has a 55 grain projectile and a 55 grain bullet. So this is 5 grains heavier than the standard Army rifle bullet that they're using out there in the field right now in Afghanistan and Iraq. Muzzle velocity, that's 952 feet per second. That's just below the speed of sound. Just below the speed of sound. And accuracy at 50 yards, 1.2 inches. Now, that's very nice. That's very nice accuracy. It's not going to win you an Olympic medal, but it's very nice accuracy. Just 1 2/10 of an inch at 50 yards. In fact, that's the round I used 2 weeks ago to kill an armadillo with, which surprised me how lethal that cartridge was on an armadillo. Armadillos, my neighborhood, have a reputation for being tough to kill. I mean, it's a well-deserved reputation. They look like some kind of prehistoric monster with that armor plating they've got. Now, the armadillos farther south of us, they have leprosy. If you live in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, you really don't want to be around armadillos because of the leprosy. It's a serious, serious disease, which I assume it can be transmitted to humans. I don't know for a fact. But getting back to this ammunition, they have some extremely accurate ammunition they sell also. And the names may not reflect on how accurate they are. For example, the Target Competition 40 grain, the smallest shot group was 0.39 inches. But they have another one, the Super Extra High Velocity 40 grain, which had a shot group at 50 yards of 0.31 inches. Now that's not even a third of an inch. A third of an inch would be 0.33 inches. The 0.39 inches is barely more than a third of an inch. Now, keeping in mind the size of the projectile is 0.22 inches. So you're basically, with those two rounds, and there's a couple others I'll mention too, you're putting all your bullets through one hole. Now, the standard velocity 40 grain, you're looking at 0.48 inches at 50 yards. Now, that's the three most accurate rounds they've got with this testing. Moving on to the 22 mag, we've got the 22 mag Silver Eagle jacketed soft point 40 grain nickel plated. You're putting out a 40 grain bullet at 1,883 feet per second and doing a shot group of 50 yards of 0.51 inches. It's just a tiny bit more than half an inch. That's excellent, excellent. Then you've got the 22 mag Silver Eagle jacketed soft point 40 grain. It's not nickel plated. Pushing that bullet out, 40 grain bullet at 1,814 feet per second and doing a shot group of just barely more than half an inch, 0.53 inches at 50 yards. Now, these are some excellent cartridges. They really are. I like everything Aguila makes. They also make a little shardy 12-gauge round. It's, I think, 1 3/4 inches long, which if they'll cycle through your shotgun, and you need to do some testing before you want to rely on this, they cycle perfectly through some shotguns. We're talking semi-automatic and slide-action shotguns. And others, they don't. That's just the nature of this particular cartridge. But if they will cycle through your shotgun, and there may be your gunsmith might be able to make some slight modifications to make them cycle through your shotgun, by the way, you can have an increase in the cartridge capacity of your shotgun by, maybe 2 or 3 rounds, which may not sound like much unless you're dealing with a home invasion of maybe 3 men and you need those extra rounds. That might be a difference between life and death to have those extra rounds in the shotgun ready for use. So that's a good thing to keep in mind also, that Aguila makes these little shorty shotgun rounds. During the, at least for myself anyway, during the 8 years that Hussein Obama was president, we had an ongoing shortage of 22 long rifle for pretty much all those 8 years, beginning, I'd say, within 3 to 4 weeks of him being elected the first time. It went on, and the last 4 years it was really bad. During that period of time, I know myself and others in the gun culture, the attention being brought to the 22 long rifle cartridge because of the charges caused us to maybe reflect on them a little bit more, do some testing. I know I did some testing that I'd never done before, and I was very pleased with the performance of 22 long rifle. The Army's standard is to be able to penetrate a piece of 3/4 inch plywood to be considered a lethal round. Well, most 22 long rifle rounds will go through a 3/4 inch piece of plywood with hardly slowing down. at a reasonable distance, you know, up to maybe 30 or 40, maybe even 50 yards. I didn't, let's see, it was about 22, 23 yards I was doing my testing with 3/4 inch plywood. I initially started out with one, with two pieces. One would be my main backup, and then one, and then a backup behind that. I quickly learned that shooting the tight groups I was shooting, that I was penetrating both 3/4 inch pieces of plywood with 22 long rifle. And I ended up having to put another two, three pieces behind that to have an effective backstop. So that was a real wake-up call for John Moore to see the nature of this cartridge, what it's capable of doing. And I was very happy to find that out, because I never really looked that carefully at 22 long rifle, even though I began shooting it. That cartridge, while Dwight Eisenhower was still president, more than 60 years ago. So it was very, very gratifying to know that it's the least expensive ammunition you can buy. Obviously, it is. A case of 22 long rifle is 5,000 rounds. That's the most cost-effective way to buy 22 long rifle, is buy the case. However, there's a however coming here. Don't, if you want your 22 long rifle to cycle through a semi-automatic rifle or pistol, do not buy a case before you do some testing. And I would say at least 100 rounds. At least 100 rounds. Or you may end up with 5,000 rounds of 20, and it could be excellent ammunition, but it just may not cycle through your particular rifle or pistol. And here's something to keep in mind. Listen carefully. All semi-automatic firearms are ammunition sensitive all the time. I'm going to say this again. All semi-automatic firearms are ammunition sensitive all the time. Now, that's words to live by. You can take those words to the bank. Now, here's what I do. I did this about it's been almost 2 years ago, when Hussein Obama was still president. I took out of my inventory, I think, maybe 6 different kinds of 22 long rifle. And I had one of my Ruger Mark II pistols. I used Ruger Mark II pistols in my pistol classes, concealed carry training. There was a Mark I, Mark II, Mark III, and Mark IV. They just had a recall on the Mark IV, by the way, some issues with the safety mechanism. Anyway, I took those 6 different types of 22 long rifle to my range out back here behind my home, and I did some testing to determine which ones would and which ones would not cycle through my Ruger Mark II. And I made some notes about which one cycled and which one didn't. And when I finished my testing, I made up paper tags. I just typed it out here on my computer using a small font, it was probably about a 6-point font, very small. And I made laminated paper tags for all my Ruger pistols that I laminated and attached to the back strap of the hand grip, where it would always be there. And when it came time to fetch ammunition for these particular pistols, I would know which particular ammunition would cycle properly through these pistols. I've got, I think, 3 of these I got 1 Mark I and 2 Mark IIs. I would really love to get myself a couple of Mark IVs on one hand, and on the other, I have such an inventory of holsters and magazines, especially for all these earlier editions, that it would be another pretty good size investment. But that aside, you can and should do this with all your semi-automatic rifle, shotguns, and pistols. Shotguns tend to be less ammunition sensitive than rifles and pistols, although they can be also. I know I've owned semi-automatic shotguns that warned you to not shoot low brass shells because they didn't have enough power to cycle the mechanism. That was a high standard Mark 10, Model 10, by the way. I had that shotgun for decades, and finally, the collector's value got to the point where I just couldn't justify holding on to it anymore. And here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of January. The topic of bug-out bags and bug-out firearms is a frequent one in these various forums, such as survivalblog.com, one of my favorite places. My first choice for a bug-out or bug-home, more appropriately, a firearm would be a .22. Rifle or pistol, maybe both, for the following reasons. First of all, you're not looking for trouble. You're not going into, you're not attempting to engage an enemy in battle. That's not your goal. Your goal is to get home or get to your safe haven, whatever it might be. Avoiding contact with human beings, avoiding the enemy, if there is an enemy, and so forth. Now, if you're going up against a disciplined military force, you don't want a 22 caliber rifle or pistol. Obviously not. Now, but in my opinion, you obviously don't want to be doing that in the first place. You want to be avoiding hostiles, whether they're criminal gangs or a disciplined military force. Stealth, silence, silent movement, and so forth. That's how you do that. Well, the 22 rifle or 22 pistol, you can easily carry 500 rounds of ammo. The weight is insignificant compared to how much ammunition you've got. A 223, 500 rounds, you're talking some serious weight there. Some really serious weight. So that's my choice, and that's what I carry with me for bug out or bug home purposes. An extremely accurate pistol or an extremely accurate rifle, by the way. I should mention that I will be the keynote speaker in Dallas this coming March. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, let's do that right here. Go to my website and scroll down. What you come to real quick is the Watchman Conference. Here, thewatchman.com, on March 22nd through the 25th. I will be the keynote speaker. And look forward to meeting a lot of you there. If you'd like me to come and speak to your group, well, my contact information is at my website. I'd be glad to come to speak to your family, your group, your church group. I really like getting out and doing that. It's one of my favorite things. I will be back in Prague, Czech Republic, by the way, in September. I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize this past July 2017. And I'll be going back there to speak again in Prague at the end of September this year. So if you're in Europe and want to get by there, as soon as we get some details, we'll get them published. It's still a ways off. I don't believe the venue's been announced yet. The venue we had last year was very nice and elegant theater there, the Lucerna Theater there in Prague, downtown Prague. I do speaking engagements for families, for church groups, for your group. And all the details on how to do that are at my website. Or just give me a call. My telephone number is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Getting back to a bug-out rifle or a bug-out pistol. Americans are fascinated by handguns, by the way. In case you don't know. Americans love their pistols, and I'm not one to talk. I can't even tell you how many pistols I own. It's a bunch, 15, 16, 20, I don't know what it is. I have to sit down and look at my inventory. I understand the fascination with handguns, and that's just part of the American culture. I don't question that at all. I do question the intended use people intend to make with some of these handguns. Hollywood would give us the impression that you can do things with a handgun that are virtually impossible, even in the hands of a highly skilled person. So there is certainly some bad information out there due to Hollywood presentations that get promoted, and people believe they're looking at the real deal. But for my money, for a bug home or bug out firearm, a 22 is the way to go. I'm a gun guy. What can I say? And I understand what firearms can do, what they can do, what they cannot do. I understand the value of training. The value of knowing that firearm to the point where you can safely load it and unload it in the complete darkness. There's a little exercise I do in my concealed carry classes where I hold a Browning high-power pistol behind me and completely disassemble it behind my back, showing people the skill that they should have with their own pistol. Here's our break. To call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back. Listen, gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Well, we're starting our second year here of our project. It truly is our project. I could not do this by myself. Our project of locating images of continents with new coastlines on television shows and movies. Yes, it's a fun project. Last year, we found, all of you out there found all these images. We got them posted here at my website. Some really nice and crystal clear and sharp. Some of them aren't that great. Going all the way back to 1952, by the way. They're all right there at my website at thelibertyman.com for you to take a look at. Our friend Rick, worked with a printing company there locally in St. Charles County, Missouri, to make a collage of these images, a really nice collage he's got on the wall of his garage. If you find an image of a continent with new coastlines, get that screen capture to me. Get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Let's move forward with it. Also, of course, my website or Energy Cleaner for sale. This is my home business. I work with the manufacturer, Tom Berryhill, to get these things shipped all over the planet, everywhere except the Antarctic. We always wonder if anybody at McMurdo Station has an energy cleaner down there. I wouldn't be surprised. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, or back pain, it will most likely help. Not getting a great night's sleep, it will probably help there also. Keep in mind, as of 29 days ago, we're now offering a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you buy an energy cleaner. Most people these days are going ahead and getting the factory-made fitted mattress pad right at the get-go to go with their energy cleaner. It's the most comfortable way to make use of the energy cleaner and get the most effect out of it in the most comfortable fashion. All the details are right there at my website where you can place your order using PayPal. PayPal is the most effective and safest way to make a payment online. And if you live in the USA, PayPal now takes payments. We also take MasterCard, Visa, Diners Club, American Express. Need to send me a check? My address is right there at my website. Mail me a check. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I pack them. They go out priority mail from the little country post office in Cherryville. That's what I do. And every time I set one a package on the counter, which I'll be doing later this morning, I think to myself, here's one for the good guys. I got a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, and we're talking about ammunition, primarily ammunition, 22 caliber Aguila rimfire ammunition. I want to word a couple of words of caution, not about Aguila. First is Remington bulk pack 22 long rifle. It's become common knowledge in the gun culture. Do not buy Remington bulk pack 22 long rifle. Simply don't buy it. I don't know what they're doing at the Remington factory that makes this stuff, but whatever they're doing, they're not doing it right, because the misfires are way too numerous and just an unacceptable level of misfires. So don't buy a Remington bulk pack. That's good advice. That's good advice. Test your ammunition before you buy a 5,000 round case. Test it first for accuracy. If it's a semi-auto, that it will cycle properly, that you're not getting an undue amount of misfires. All those things. And primarily, I'm looking for reliability when I do my testing. Now, most 22 ammunition has fairly decent accuracy, by the way. But there can be a wide variety, as you know, I mentioned some of the better ones, but what I didn't talk about was the ones shooting a bigger shot group. And we go all the way from the tightest group is right at less than a third of an inch for their super extra high velocity 40 grain, 0.31 inches. And it opens up all the way to 1.88 inches, almost 1.9 inches. For the super maximum 30 grain. Now that's a really light bullet, really going very fast. A 30 grain bullet going 1,715 feet per second. Now that is for 22 long rifle, that's incredibly fast. It really is, which means it's going to shoot flat out to 100 yards. It's going to be a pretty flat shooting round, which may be just what you need. If you're willing to give up accuracy to get that flat shooting around, it's going to have considerable power behind it, too, going that fast. A 30-grain bullet going 1,700, that's almost twice the speed of sound. You know, that's moving along really nice out there. And let's see. Yeah, that's the least accurate 22 long rifle, and not counting the CBs. Well, I'm not going to count the CBs because that's really not even there's not even any powder in there. It's a highly specialized cartridge. Now, the There's other brands out there that are excellent also. I just wanted to focus on Aguila this morning because they are doing such a good job. There's this, now the Olympic grade stuff comes out of England, and I've heard it pronounced Ellie and Eli. I think it's probably Ellie is probably the more proper pronunciation. It's E-L-E-Y, I believe. E-L-E-Y. Extremely accurate. Olympic-grade ammunition. Very expensive. When you get into that level of manufacturing, the very close tolerances, the extra care given in the manufacturing of this Olympic-grade ammunition, you need to be ready to pay the price. I recall during the worst parts of the Hussein Obama ammunition charges, the Ellie ammunition was always available because it was so expensive, and guys simply weren't willing to pay that much money. Even though they needed the ammunition, they didn't want to spend that kind of money. I went ahead and bought a couple hundred rounds just to try it out and see what it was like, and it lives up to its reputation. It really does live up to its reputation, well-deserved reputation of being match-grade, Olympic-grade ammunition, which if you need that, by all means, get it. If you're shooting in competition, you want that competitive edge, spend the extra money, get the ammunition, and then you know you've got that part taken care of. The testing done by this writer for the NRA, he used a ultralight arms model 20RF, and he also used a Ruger single six revolver and a Ruger 7722 rifle as well. So he used three different firearms to do this testing, and shooting let's see, five consecutive five-shot groups from a sandbag rest at the listed distance at 81 degrees Fahrenheit. So he did it in a very disciplined manner. There's no industry standard we have for this testing. NRA has their own standards, and they're good standards. Nothing wrong with them. When you do your own testing, you set up your own standards and do your testing at 25 yards or 50 yards, whatever you choose for rimfire ammunition. It takes a chronograph to really get the know how fast these projectiles are going. And this equipment's gotten so inexpensive that if you want to do that kind of testing yourself, you can afford to do so. It used to be for penetration. The guys would use 1-inch pine boards assembled 1-inch apart. Now they're using ballistic gel for that kind of testing to see what kind of penetration they get. I think they both have their place. The 1-inch pine boards, you're going to get some deviation because not all pine is the same. Some pieces of pine lumber could be denser than other pieces, especially if there's a knot. Those knots can be incredibly tough. And the areas right around the knot can be incredibly tough compared to the rest of the pine wood. Ballistic gel is a good standard. Lots of photographs taken of projectiles hitting the ballistic gel. Very spectacular. And they show how deep the projectile penetrates and what kind of wound channel it makes. There's the hydrostatic pressure that makes a temporary wound channel, and then there's a permanent wound channel that's left after the hydrostatic pressure goes away. So you can see in a photograph both effects if you've got the right equipment set up to photograph it with video. 22 Magnum. It's a very desirable cartridge. for a number of reasons. First of all, the ballistics are highly desirable. You know, look at these two cartridges here. You got a 40-grain bullet going 1,800 feet per second. That's some serious power of a little 22. Now, you can't fire a 22 long rifle out of a rifle or pistol chambered for 22 Magnum. You can't do that. I'm not sure what would happen if you attempted to, but you can't. You may end up, I don't know. Just don't do it. It's never been something I've had any desire to do, so don't even consider it. You've got a considerable increase in power without a considerable increase in the cost of the ammunition. That's a big advantage. Now, 22 Magnum would not be my first choice for self-defense on one hand. On the other, it's not a bad choice, especially if you're good enough to get good bullet placement, especially. You know, I've got a CZ 22 bolt action rifle. I think it's they call it the American, if I'm not mistaken. You can get three different barrels if you choose to. I've got two of the three. I've got the 22 long rifle and a 22 Winchester Magnum. I have not bought the 17 caliber, although my friends who have 17s, I really like them. They're a lot of power, very flat shooting little cartridge. But you can change out the barrels at your kitchen table without giving up any accuracy or reliability or function or anything else. They're intended to be very user-friendly when it comes to changing out these barrels. Now, CZ, that's Charlie Zebra, has been manufacturing firearms for more than 200 years. I'm not sure how long they've been manufacturing firearms over there in the Czech Republic. When I was there last July, I was hoping to get a tour of the factory, but their time just did not allow. If I do get back next September, I'm going to try to see if I can build in an extra day to see the CZ factory there in Czech Republic. There's a shortage of engineers, by the way. Not engineers, but machinists in the Czech Republic right now. And they do real high-end machine work and fabricating there in the Czech Republic. And if you're a qualified machinist and would like to consider moving to Czech Republic, there's probably a job waiting for you. Beautiful country, by the way. Very beautiful country. And they hate communists. They hate Russians. They had the boot of Russia on their face for decades. And they're so happy to be liberated from Russia now. And they want nothing to do with communists and nothing to do with Russians. I had dinner yesterday with a gentleman from Yugoslavia. And he's a fascinating guy, a very bright guy. He's an engineer himself. And he was educating me about Nikola Tesla. Some of the things that I've been thinking were correct and weren't correct about Nikola Tesla. The main thing being that his father was not, Nikola Tesla's father was not a Catholic, but he was Greek Orthodox. So what I've been told previously about Nikola Tesla having access to the Vatican archives through his father's connections is not accurate. I really need to do more digging there. There was a possibility that Nikola Tesla had access to the Vatican archives through some other means. My personal belief is that he probably did have access to the Vatican archives. The Vatican archives are most likely the largest collection of ancient manuscripts on the planet. Most likely they are, including documents going back to the library at Alexandria, Egypt. My belief, based on what I know, is that when the Roman government was burning the contents of the Alexandria library, they probably just burned the old stuff that nobody wanted anymore, such as old tax records, maybe marriage records, whatever they might be. When they took back to Rome the books that had to deal with science, engineering, medicine, technology, and so forth, and then kept them there under the care and custody of the Roman government. When they started to fall apart, then most likely the Catholic Church moved all that stuff to the Vatican, where they've kept it ever since. That's my belief based on what I know. Getting back to the ammunition, the 22 Winchester mag is often overlooked, often not paid much attention to, but I think it deserves to be looked at carefully. I believe it deserves to be paid attention to. As far as hunting varmints, taking care of predators around the ranch, you can take care of a fox or a raccoon, obviously squirrels and rabbits with 22 Magnum, and do so in a very cost-effective manner. Yes, it's more expensive than 22 long rifle on one hand. On the other, it's a very effective cartridge. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of January. It'll be February here in a couple of days, won't it?
I'm going to do a segue here and talk about one of my favorite rifles. That's the Ruger 10/22. That's model 10/22. I'm here at the Ruger website, and my goodness, what a... I've lost. I can't even count how many they've got here. It's way a lot. It must be 25 or 30 different models. I'm going to focus here on one of them, the 10/22 Takedown. Highly desirable. Highly desirable. Now, it turns out and we didn't know this, at least I didn't know it, when they first came out in the mid-1970s. I think I bought my first 10/22. It would have been around 1976, about in there. What was that, 42 years ago? It turns out it's a modular little rifle, little carbine, that you can easily buy aftermarket accessories and reconfigure it and so forth. This particular model here, it's model 21133. It's a Ruger 10/22. The specific model is 21133. It's got a lot of interesting features to it. First of all, it's the Takedown model. So the barrel disconnect from the receiver and the back end of the rifle by just turning it about a third of a turn or so, and the whole thing comes apart. And you can put it in a backpack or a suitcase or whatever and have a very compact little package there. Now, this particular model has a nice heavy barrel on it. I like that heavy barrel. 0.92 inches, not quite a full inch. It is threaded with a thread protector on it. So if you want to attach a suppressor on it at some later date, the threads are already threaded, which is handy. Now the trigger. Ruger introduced, it's been, I think, not maybe right at 2 years ago or so, a factory-made trigger to take the place of the regular trigger that's adjustable. Now, Ruger's, for decades, Ruger's have had a reputation for not having terribly good triggers on them, and I don't know the reason why. I could speculate, but what's the point? But this factory-made upgrade to the trigger is something. If you got a 10/22, you really need to look at this, because it's a dramatic enhancement for this particular rifle to get the factory upgraded trigger. It is adjustable, and it helps a lot. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.